It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, today brought to you by Top to Bottom for your home improvement projects. All you need is one company, Top to Bottom. They've been doing it all for more than 35 years, including repairing leaky roofs, rotted wood, chimney repair, and masonry, mold and odor control, and more. Call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, this week, we're going to kick off a theme week.
No,
the first theme week of 2024.
Yes.
Yes. And this theme week was actually inspired by a category on Jeopardy a couple months ago, I think it was.
Right.
But I was saving it for just the right time.
Oh, this is it.
This is it.
Okay.
So the category on Jeopardy that inspired this was misnomers.
Misnomers.
Yes. Do you know what a misnomer is?
It is something that is not.
Yeah, so it's basically something with a wrong or unsuitable name.
Oh, right, of course,
right?
Yeah, misnomer. Yeah.
And there's a lot of them if you think about it. But
okay.
Today we're going to start off with guinea pigs, because guinea pigs are not from Guinea and they are not pigs at all.
That's a good one.
So, yes.
That's a misnomer.
That is a misnomer.
I see. I can play the game.
So, despite their common name, guinea pigs are not native to Guinea, nor are they closely related biologically to pigs.
No.
And the origin of the name is still unclear.
Really?
The origin of the guinea and guinea pig is hard to explain. One proposed explanation is that the animals were brought to Europe by way of Guinea, leading people to think that they had originated there.
Oh, sure.
Guinea was also frequently used in English to refer generally to any far-off unknown country. So the name may simply be a colorful reference to the animal's exotic origins.
Oh,
a common misconception is that they were so named because they were sold for the price of a guinea coin.
Oh.
This hypothesis is not wrong. Is wrong though, because the guinea was first struck in England in 1663, and the term guinea pig was first used as early as 1653.
Oh, so that doesn't shake out.
Not
there.
Not quite.
Okay.
How the animals came to be called pigs is also unclear.
Yeah,
they are built somewhat like pigs.
Are they?
Large heads relative to their bodies, stout necks, with no tail of any consequence. Some of the sounds they emit are very similar to those made by pigs.
Oh, really? Do they?
And they spend a large amount of time eating.
Yeah.
Also like pigs.
Well, yeah, but I think some people that are like that.
Right.
No
and
neck, stout,
they
no
can,
tail to speak of.
They can survive for long periods in small quarters, like a pig pen.
Okay.
And they were also easily transported by ship to Europe.
I feel like some of those, that's a stretch.
It's kind of a stretch, yeah.
Yeah.
So they actually originated in the Andes of South America.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I would not expect
they
that.
They were originally domesticated around 5000 BC as livestock for a source of meat, and they're still consumed in some parts of the world.
Meat.
The American Cavy Breeders Association recognizes 13 different types of guinea pigs,
okay.
And each species is likely to have a slightly different temperament.
All right.
Guinea pigs are large for rodents. The common pet breeds weigh between 1.5 and 2.6 pounds
okay.
when fully grown, and measure between 8 and 10 inches in length.
Mm.
According to the Guinness World Records, as of 2006, the longest lived guinea pig was 14 years, 10 months, and 2 weeks old.
My gosh.
Yeah.
My gosh. Was he all gray?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. In Western society, the guinea pig has enjoyed widespread popularity as a pet since its introduction to Europe and North America by European traders in the 16th century.
Mm.
Spanish, Dutch, and English traders took guinea pigs to Europe, where they quickly became popular as exotic pets among the upper classes and royalty, including Queen Elizabeth I.
She led the guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Theodore Roosevelt's family also apparently raised guinea pigs.
All right.
Their docile nature, friendly responsiveness to handling and feeding, and the relative ease of caring for them have continued to make guinea pigs a popular choice of household pets.
No, what?
Yeah.
I mean, for children.
I have a friend who had guinea pigs. Has
As a
had
child?
Guinea pigs? No, currently.
As an adult?
Mm-hmm.
They have a guinea pig?
Yeah.
And they have no children? Just,
right.
Just a guinea pig?
Yeah. It's really cute. So guinea pigs are very active, and they can be awake for up to 20 hours a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. When they are excited, guinea pigs can jump straight up and down, often turning 90 degrees in midair, performing a move known as popcorning. They call that popcorning when they get excited, which is super cute.
That is cute.
Guinea pigs are also good swimmers, although they do not like being wet and infrequently need bathing.
But they're good swimmers.
They don't like it, but they're good at it.
They have the shortest little legs I've ever seen. How could they possibly be good swimmers?
I don't know. Like doggy paddling, I guess. Guinea pig paddling. I don't know.
I guess your idea of good swimming and mine is...
Yeah.
Like, I think of like a dolphin, and I'm thinking, that's a good swimmer.
That's a good swimmer, yeah.
Guinea
pig? I don't think they can compete with that. Guinea pigs...
A race between a dolphin and a guinea pig. Go.
Yeah. So guinea pigs thrive in groups of two or more, learning to recognize and bond with other individual guinea pigs.
Sure.
In Switzerland, where owning a single guinea pig is considered harmful to its well-being, keeping one without a companion is illegal.
Illegal?
Yeah, you can't own just one.
Oh, my goodness.
And Sweden has similar laws against keeping a guinea pig by itself.
That's amazing.
So biological experimentation on domestic guinea pigs has been carried out since the 17th century.
Oh.
The animals were used so frequently as model organisms in the 19th and 20th centuries that the epithet guinea pig has become used to describe a human test subject,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
That's why we say that.
Because
they were actually used as test
subjects.
Well,
that's terrible.
Yeah.
I feel bad now.
Since that time, they have been largely replaced by other rodents like mice and rats. However, they are still used in research, primarily as models to study such human medical conditions as juvenile diabetes, tuberculosis, and scurvy.
And scurvy?
Research.
We haven't.
And scurvy.
Is scurvy still, we still have a thing? Is that a thing still?
I guess so.
There's still research. We haven't got a, I thought we had that one nailed down.
I don't know.
No to the
not.
Scurvy. Okay. Well,
I don't know.
Whatever. All right. Okay. You picked out a record to go along with guinea pig stitcher.
So since their little excited moves is called popcorning, I thought we would play the song Popcorn by Hot Butter.
It's a favorite. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. And that song from Hot Butter, it's Popcorn. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about guinea pigs as part of our theme week on misnomers. And when they get really excited, they popcorn.
They popcorn.
Apparently.
That's pretty cute. Have you ever seen that? You said your friend has a guinea pig.
I ever saw it popcorn.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch any videos of popcorning?
No, but I'm sure they exist.
We'll Google that. Yeah. Let's recap three things you must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Guinea pigs originated in the Andes of South America.
Queen Elizabeth I and Teddy Roosevelt owned guinea pigs.
And guinea pigs can be awake and active for up to 20 hours a day.
Oh, my gosh. Get some
sleep.
They
only sleep for like 4 hours? Like, that's wild.
What do they do? What do they do?
Hang out. They eat a lot. I think they eat a lot.
What a waste of energy. They can sleep 4 hours, be up for 20 hours, and what do they do? You and I, we have jobs, 8 hours.
What does your dog do for all day long?
You're right. That's true. But my dog sleeps more than 4 hours, though.
Oh, no,
a lot more than 4 hours.
Yeah, so does mine.
But to have that kind of guinea pig energy, maybe
that's what we need in 2024 is guinea pig energy.
Guinea pig energy.
That's what we need. Guinea pig energy.
Yeah. Folks want to learn more about guinea pigs, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And I hope I didn't offend anybody who has a guinea pig as a pet. Just the last time I was up close with a guinea pig was Mr. Golden's seventh grade science class at Webster Schrader. We had one in the class there, and he was in
what
a cage on the side. I don't remember. It's amazing. I remember my seventh grade science teacher's name. Come
true.
On, Sarah.
That's impressive.
But yeah, we had a guinea pig there, and that was probably the last I was up close with a guinea pig.
Okay.
My daughter's friend, I think she has a guinea pig.
Yeah.
But that's probably the extent of my guinea pig experience.
Well, now you know a whole lot more about that.
I've learned a lot, and I know you shouldn't just have one.
That's right. Gotta have more than one.
Multiples, please. Oh, wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Back again tomorrow, continuing your theme week on misnomers.
Yes, another misnomer tomorrow.
I'm going to pay attention to more misnomers around me every day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather on the way here in just a few minutes. We'll do some Aerosmith. I don't see why not. Phil Collins on the way in just a few minutes. At 5 o'clock, we get you home with the legendary Drive at 5.